This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to TMB and Organic Greens. This hour brought to you by Organics, our friends that have the organic activated green juice that we use every day. Also, Metaplex, daily support for a healthy metabolism. We're trying to connect to get Doc Newsom back on this week, and I talked with him earlier. We're coordinating our schedules, but TMB, you're here between Nashville Sound games. By the way, what sport is the Nashville Sound?
Nashville Sound is a AAA baseball team for the Oakland A's, and they're here in Nashville.
Gotcha. So that's why they were mad at you for wearing Pittsburgh Pirates shirt at their game, because you had to be Oakland A's or Nashville Sound, nothing in between.
That's right. That's right. I was supposed to be wearing Nashville Sound. And, you know, I would if I had a cool outfit like I have for the Pirates, but I don't. I have a cool Pirates outfit, so I wore the Pirates stuff.
Oh, man. Do you remember they used to have hats that were like back in the Willie Stargell era, the Pirates hat?
That's my hat. That's the hat that I have, is the Pirates from the late 70s when it was We Are Family.
That's why I was thinking that. So it wasn't just me. That made sense now. So
yeah, right. That's one of the old cats.
Throwback to the era of disco and Willie Stargell in baseball.
Yeah, right. Absolutely, man. Anyway, we had a good time. Charlene's mom is in town, and So we took her to see a Sound game last night. Had a really good time.
Excellent. Well, appreciate that you guys are out there having a blast. Anytime we can find some enjoyment. Last hour, we had our good buddy Brian Hooker on, who you know very well, and he was rolling us through how to do the Freedom of Information Act request, because so much of what the government does is probably illegal, certainly unconstitutional, and they don't want you to know about it. But if there is truly a full and free press, the First Amendment, pushing it for all it's worth, we can find stuff out, and hopefully you'll rely less and less on criminals in government and more on each other when you find people you can depend upon that are there for you and you're there for them. How's that for a setup?
That's a great setup, man. So, and one of those people that we depend upon is Mike Adams, right? Natural News, and our good friend. And interesting story that we can cover first about the free press, right? So Mike does an interview with Dr. Suzanne Humphries. And I don't know if y'all remember this story, but several months ago, Dr. Humphries, who was in The Truth About Vaccines, she's a very well-known vaccine truth proponent.
She's a nephrologist, a medical doctor in nephrology.
Yeah, she's a nephrologist. Brilliant lady, by the way. I mean, one of the smartest people I've ever interviewed. And I've interviewed a lot of people. She's right there at the top on the IQ scale. So she began getting death threats several months ago. And I guess it was 3 or 4 months ago that I saw her in Austin. And she was actually at Mike Adams' place, and she was about to do an interview with him. But the FBI, they reported the threats, really, really horrendous threats to Dr. Humphries, by the way, reported that to the FBI. And Mike took the story public. Okay. And he interviewed Dr. Humphries. They went on the air and they started talking about these threats. And because of that, apparently, whoever had made these vile threats wrote a letter of apology to the FBI and to the Austin Police Department, because they were afraid they were about to get busted. And they said they were just joking. But in the letter of apology that whoever this lowlife was that threatened Dr. Humphries, they put the case number of the case. Now, because they put the case number in the case, The FBI then claimed that Dr. Humphreys was making all this stuff up because case numbers are not publicly available. And so whoever put the case number in the letter of apology must have been from her circle of friends. Therefore, she, you know, she did it herself. This was like, you know, this was like a total inside job to get publicity. It's what they told her. Now, here's the problem. They are available to the public. They are available to the public. And the FBI actually told her that she was a conspiracy theorist for saying that these case numbers are actually available to the public. So Mike Adams, being the brilliant journalist that he is, they sent off a request to the Austin Police Department to get the case number for the Suzanne Humphreys death threat complaint. And you know what? Immediately, they got back the actual case number that matched perfectly with the case number that was in the apology letter. What does that tell us? It tells us, yeah, the perpetrator that did this called the Austin Police Department, got the case number, put it in his letter of apology because he thought he was about to be busted. Mm-hmm. And the FBI now said, or then said, Dr. Humphreys is a conspiracy theorist because case numbers are not available, but they really are, and Mike Adams proved it. Anyway, well, very interesting story.
And Ty, I mean, come on. The FBI doesn't know that they're available, right? That, what does that tell you about the corruption in government at all levels, in all branches, in all different, you know, aspects of it? And this is not to indict every FBI agent. That's not what we're saying here. And nor has Mike Adams ever said that. Just like all police officers are bad. No, that's not true. But the reality is, if you put your faith and trust in those governmental institutions, at the very least, you're going to be sorely disappointed. At worst, you could find yourself accused of a crime simply for reporting one.
Yes, absolutely. That's really the focus of this article. But the options are twofold for the FBI. And again, one of my mom's brothers, Uncle Tim, lifetime FBI guy, great guy, a lot of great people in the FBI. So this is not an indictment of the FBI at all. But whoever this was that was accusing Dr. Humphreys, one of two options. They either were completely ignorant of the law and didn't know that these case numbers were available, in which case they're a complete idiot, or worse, they knew they were lying to her and were trying to make her look bad, even though they hadn't caught the perpetrator at all, and they were just trying to frame Dr. Humphreys. Either way, it's not good.
Yeah. And, you know, the professionalism, you know, if you take pride in your work, again, there's so much going on every level, all the way up, as we know, with the Comey issue, with investigations into so-called Russia collusion. I mean, there's so much political garbage that has mucked up the works at the FBI and in other areas of the Justice Department as well, that, as I said, you are best to never have to interact with those folks. But if you have to, man, you better cover all your bases because, as I said, you're innocent, you're reporting a crime, and then you suddenly become the subject of investigation rather than an innocent bystander who says, you know what, there's something wrong going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the reality is it's not a coincidence that Dr. Humphreys is a very outspoken proponent of learning the truth about vaccines. I think that's a piece of the puzzle that we have to acknowledge. Had this been somebody else that had been receiving death threats, if this were not Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, if this were, let's say, Oprah Winfrey. Just as an example, I got nothing against Oprah, but she's very well known, and she's not as controversial as Dr. Humphreys. Do you think this would have happened to her? Absolutely not. They would have been all over it. But because it's Dr. Humphreys, this is the treatment she gets.
Well, and this is the concern I have, you know, moving forward with the growth of government. Our founding fathers recognized you wanted to minimize and limit the damage government could do. Now it is an overreaching big brother, and big brother is nice compared to what we're seeing, like with the FBI in this particular case, and in other areas of federal intrusion, and then of course even state level intrusion into things that happen. So we go back to origin point, and I know we've got listeners all over the world. I think what's unique about America and American governance is what it was designed to be anyway, was that it limited government, made it very small, limited in its scope, because the founding fathers knew that the larger it grows, the less freedom there will be for the people. And we've kind of lost our way, Ty. Not a lot of people have acknowledged or lived that way anymore. They want to see more government intrusion because they no longer believe in freedom as a way of life.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. And if you know the old saying, if you give up liberty for freedom, then you don't deserve either. right? Or for, if you don't, sorry, if you give it liberty for safety, sorry,
right.
Liberty is freedom. If you give it liberty for safety, you deserve neither. And I don't know if that was Jefferson or Franklin. It's been attributed to a lot of people, but the truth of the matter, that's accurate. If you as you're giving up liberty, you are not becoming safer. You're becoming more in bondage.
Yeah, exactly.
You're also becoming less safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the irony of all of this. Now, if we look at another subheading in that story at National News, and by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, the FBI become worse than a joke, according to Mike Adams. It's actually a threat to the freedoms of innocent Americans. And there's an actual video of an FBI agent off duty. I don't know if he's breakdancing. He does a backflip. His gun flies out. He reaches for his gun, and he shoots one of the party goers there. Didn't kill him, fortunately, but, I mean, what level of professionalism is going on there that this could happen?
Robert, I was watching that this weekend. I saw that. I think it was Sunday morning. I saw it. Got up and was turned on the news, and I saw that. And I thought it was like a spoof at first, but they because I heard FBI shoot someone in the leg doing some sort of a dance. And I'm like, is this real news or is this the Onion story? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was a real video of an FBI agent trying to do some sort of fancy dance. And while he's packing, he's got his gun on him, and it falls out of it's in his pocket or what, and he grabs it, and you can see it discharge where he's really close to the floor, and apparently it ricocheted and hit a man in the leg and sent to the hospital. It shot a guy in the leg. So anyway, it doesn't indict all FBI agents, but at the same time, come on.
TMB, your kids, you know, been around firearms. My kids been around. They are much more respectful of firearms than this FBI agent. I mean, they know better than to dance with a firearm that could just come loose, much less reach down and grab for a gun by the trigger. Because that gun doesn't go off by falling out. It goes off only when you pull the trigger. And I think, you know, again, safety, firearm safety, I mean, do they need to go back to 101 levels there at FBI? I'm not sure if it's endemic to all of them, but this guy, man, he's making them look even worse.
He does. And, you know, I haven't heard anything about this. I don't know, I have any facts on it, but I'm just, my gut instinct says there's a little alcohol involved here. Look, you know, if you're drinking and you're, you know, off duty agent, maybe you shouldn't be packing. Maybe you should put that thing in the car if you're going to have too many. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah. Just incredible. Just incredible. Folks, you know, all the years we've been friends, Ty and I have been doing just such amazing work with the truth about cancer, the truth about vaccines, the truth about pet cancer. A lot of those are now available. You'll find them on the web, certainly. Some of them you have first couple episodes, that kind of thing available. So those of you who just learn about it now, it's not that you can't get access to some of it, but there are a lot of our listeners that have accessed and purchased these things, and maybe you want to become friends with some of our listeners. Go to the YouTube channel and ask, hey, do you have the TTAC? I didn't see it. Maybe they'll loan it to you, because that information is just as good as the day it aired.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We're actually doing a relaunch right now, a rebroadcast of it. So they go out and watch it for free.
Yep. Fantastic. All right, folks, we'll let you know about that as well. By the way, go out and get your organics products. We have them here. Organic Greens, our favorite, and Super Don's favorite. There's a whole lot more to describe and go into, including chemotherapy to extend your life by 2 months versus we know of a way to extend your life by 25 or 30 years. We might go into that, and that relates to pancreatic cancer next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, granted, nobody wants a cancer diagnosis, least of all one that says it's pancreatic, because if you don't know already, that's one of the most vicious, most fast in terms of taking you out of the life chain in terms of your body. And it's been called the incurable cancer. They got nothing, but they'll still do procedures like Whipple or, you know, horrible surgical interventions. Chemotherapy, radiation. Here's a story, and I'm going to ask Ty Bollinger, my buddy, to comment on this, of course. It says, chemo radiotherapy before surgery, right? Brutal pancreatic surgery. If we add that into the mix, we get 2 months potentially better. Let's say longer survivability. 2 months?
Yeah.
You're going to brutalize these people that are going to be brutalized by a surgical procedure with that, and you're going to say, that's the best you got?
Yeah, here's the issue that I have with this, Robert. The number one, the title of the article is a little bit misleading, let's just say. Chemoradiotherapy before surgery may extend lives of pancreatic cancer patients. That seems like it's a positive thing. But when you look at it down in the details, it says you might extend the life from 7.9 months to 9.9 months, I think it is. So, okay, 2 months. So you can extend the life 2 months, but at what cost have you extended their life? So, and I'm not saying that you don't want to have more time with your loved one, okay? I would give any amount of money to have mom and dad back for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I would give everything I have to have them back for 2 months. But I would not give everything I had to have him back for 2 months and have them suffer and feel as bad as the way chemotherapy and radiation patients feel for that 2 month period of time.
It would be more tantamount to them. Wouldn't that be more like torture? You describe how you witness people going through this.
Yes, it is torture. It's chemo poison. It's torture to the patient. And so I would not do that to them. I would love to have them back healthy for 2 months. But this is not healthy. This is, at what cost are you going to extend their life, potentially extend their life? And I would argue with that. But let's say it's 2 months. You're going to extend the life 2 months, and they're going to start the chemo radiotherapy before surgery, which means that they're going to be on chemo and radiation for the entire 9.9 months that they live, and versus 7.9 months. Is that really a better quality of life? Mm-hmm. And I would have to say no. And I think anybody that's seen their relative go through chemo or radiation and the poisonous sickness that results would say no as well.
Ty, let me ask you. You said you're doing a replay of which series is going to be replayed right now?
I think it's right now. I'd have to check and see, but I think it's this week or next week. It's the Global Quest.
The Global Quest. Okay, because this is perfect. Okay, because there's some people that are new to this show and new to all of this that never got to see it. And we'll make sure we have those links up. But I want to remind folks that, you know, we lost a dear friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who died under mysterious circumstances. We know that. We don't know what it was. But the reality was this man was helping patients to overcome pancreatic cancer, the most devastating, rapidly moving, you don't survive it, even allopathic treatment, right, which is what they're talking about here. And he has patients that are alive 25-plus years later. They're even alive today. And in fact, some of them you interviewed for the series.
I did, Robert. I was going to mention that. Yeah, in my interview with Dr. Nick in 2014, I actually didn't personally interview the patient, but he shared with me about a patient that was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, allegedly terminal. She would be dead within a couple months. Mm-hmm. And this was, I believe, 1981 at the time, which would have made her 33 years from diagnosis, right? Yeah, 30. Is my math right? 81, 91, 01. Yeah, 33 years from diagnosis. She's still alive today, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. So now that would be what? How many years is that? 35 years, 36?
A lot of years. Yeah, and that's just unprecedented. Of course, you can see him over my left shoulder, those of you watching on YouTube. He wrote a book about his travails because I warned him that the NIH study was being sabotaged about this because if, my gosh, what would happen if he proved through the NIH trials that dietary changes, enzyme treatment, detoxification could cure the most devastating cancer on planet Earth with no chemo, radiation, or surgery? What would have happened to the cancer industry?
Well, it would have collapsed. It would have imploded. And that's the problem, is that the cancer treatment industry is an industry, and it's very lucrative. And we can talk about this after the break, about the way that oncologists get really, really irritated about people that don't want to do chemotherapy. And we can talk about why once we get back. But before we take the break, I do want people to know I'm not your average everyday idiot. I know 1981 to now, 37 years. the time from diagnosis for the pancreatic cancer patient.
I wasn't going to mess with the CPA's math. That just wasn't my place.
I'm not your average everyday idiot. I'm a little bit smarter.
Oh, no nuts here. TMB, RSB, no Super D. He took off, but he's okay. He's not a hoser. Actually, his son is because he's a fireman. We'll be back. We're going to talk more on the break to our friends watching on YouTube. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Ooh. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By both. I don't know what I did to deserve that. I just think I'm here trying to do a good service for everybody, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. But my buddy Ty Bollinger is here. He cares. He still loves me. Thank you, Ty.
I don't know how impressive that was. It was more probably embarrassing, but that's okay.
No, this is, well, yeah, Super Don, he had to go. So and it's just you and me hanging out, two buddies, just talking about stuff. We were talking about, you know, the issue of chemo before the surgery or the radiation before both of them, before surgery and pancreatic cancer, and how, you know, these oncologists will get mad at you. I mean, angry with you if you decide, you know what, I don't want what you've got to offer, right?
I wanted to talk about that. I was just on the phone a couple of days ago with a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about his wife, and she's been diagnosed with, I think, colon cancer. Yeah, colon cancer. And not late stage, but, you know, it's not advanced. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's something you want to definitely deal with. And so she decided to have the surgery and to remove the tumors. But then, of course, after they got the tumors and they said they got good margins, you know, there's no sign of any cancer, we want to do chemo just in case, right? Mm-hmm. Even though there's no sign of cancer now. And they said, he asked, well, what's her prognosis without doing anything? They said, well, it's only a 20% chance of recurrence within 5 years. Well, what's her percentage of recurrence if you do the preventative chemo? 10 to 15%. So, okay, let's just say that's accurate. So then it goes from 20 down to 15 or maybe 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a better quality of life for those 5 years than if you hadn't done it at all? Well, of course it's not, because you don't have good quality of life when you're injecting your body with poison. Then it doesn't make sense to inject poison into an already sick body. We could go off on that for the whole hour. But the problem, what he shared, though, is that when they decided, no, that's not a good risk-benefit analysis. We don't want to do chemo to reduce the chance from 20 to 15. We'll live with a 20% chance, and we'll go, and we're going to eat healthy, we're going to detoxify, and we're going to do all these epigenetic things to where it's not going to come back.
Right.
Oncologist gets mad. Oncologist gets furious. Oncologist calls him. Secretary calls him every day, multiple times a day, telling them they need to come in for the chemo. That's what happens when you buck the system.
Well, and if you call back in a year or two or three and go, hey, doc, guess what? Didn't do anything that you told me I had to do, and I ate well, and I don't have my cancer. He'll hang up on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that it doesn't matter what you did? If your doctor found out that you did something that they hadn't recommended and you weren't supposed to live more than 6 months, but you lived and you're healthy and you are going on 5 years and there's no sign of cancer, I don't care if it's against what they said or not, or they didn't know about it. Don't you think just basic humanity would say, what did you do? Would you please tell me what you did? Because I want to know.
Yeah.
No, that is not the response you get from a typical oncologist. They do not want to know. They don't even act like they care. As a matter of fact, they'll get angry at you for telling them that you're alive. You're supposed to have died.
Yeah. How dare you not die? All right, folks. I mean, we're not exaggerating. This happens. Now, again, same thing. We're not indicting 100% of all the oncologists, because there are some ones that are waking up and transitioning and integrating and things. So take it for the reality in terms of our experience and stories that have been told to us, some direct, some indirect. But what about the cost when it comes to dollars and cents? Put on your CPA hat there, TMB. Pharma drug side effects add $500 billion to national health care. This is a headline we got over our friends at Baxter. $500 billion to the domestic annual health care cost, which isn't truly health care, it's disease management. But don't you think we could do a little better than that?
Wow, that is staggering, Robert. $500 billion.
Yeah.
To side effects of approved drugs.
Yes.
Okay, that's what people have to wrap their head around. You know, we talk about this all the time. The FDA admits on their own website 100,000 people a year die from drugs they have approved and are properly prescribed. So these aren't like outside-the-box type side effects. These aren't side effects from black market drugs. These are side effects from drugs they've approved and are being used properly as prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still killing 100,000 people a year, but those that they're not killing, they're causing other diseases and other side effects that are then treated with more drugs to the tune of $500 billion.
Yeah.
That sounds bigger. Half
or
a trillion.
More. Yeah. Half a trillion.
It's kind of hard to.
$500 billion, right?
$500 billion. Dollars.
Pretty soon that's going to add up to something, right? Talk about bankrupting America. And, of course, health care is not health care. That's another thing we've been talking about for years here on this show, and Ty Bollinger's been bringing it out with all of the series. Again, we're going to get the links as soon as we have them to confirm when the Truth About Cancer Global Quest is going to be re-airing for all of our new listeners that haven't seen it yet. And you definitely want to put the word out on that. That's very exciting. Now, one of the good things...
By the way, before we get into something else, before I forget, I just wanted to say a shout-out to our good friend Bobby Kennedy Jr. This is actually, today is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of his father, Bobby Kennedy Sr., by Sirhan Sirhan, allegedly Sirhan Sirhan.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to shout out to Bobby Kennedy for that today. I know that he's thinking about that today and wanted to say hi from RSB and TMB.
All right, very nice. Thank you, TMB. Now, I want to share a good news story. Homeschooling skyrockets as more parents are getting fed up with left-wing social engineering and violence in public schools. And, you know, in California where they said, if you want to send your kid to private school even, you have to vaccinate without exemption. Not even religious beliefs can stop them from vaccinating your kid. So the movement on to homeschool is big. They want to eliminate that now. So the people are going to leave California. It should collapse of its own accord because it's just untenable to live that way. But the fact that homeschooling is on the up, that may be the saving grace for the future of America, in my opinion, because families that will actually teach people of the origin of the goodness of America, its foundations in individual liberty and not oppressive government, that could change things in a generation, honestly.
It could, and I think it will. I think homeschooling is potentially the saving grace of the country, because that homeschooling is going to allow the kids to actually be educated and learn real history, learn about the roots of this country, and to keep that integrity going with the United States. The way that they're being miseducated and basically re-educated, like in a camp, is that they're changing history. They're not learning about history, and they're making stuff up. And one of the things that this is interesting for our homeschooling that we did, Charlene read the entire 33 chapters of Monumental Myths to our kids. Okay, so you might be thinking, well, you know, kids, yeah, they're too young to hear about all this conspiracy stuff. Well, you know what? I think Charity was three, four, when she was listening to Charlene read through Monumental Myths. Tabitha was six. They're not too young to learn the truth. And so I think that homeschooling may be the saving grace of the country. And everyone that I talked to, parents across the country, we had 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a bunch of people out at our house filming testimonials for Truth About Cancer and for Organics. Talked to a family out in California that's thinking about leaving California for this very reason, the vaccines and also just the indoctrination that their kids are getting in the public school. They're going to start homeschooling and they're going to leave the state because of the vaccine mandate.
Mm-hmm. And I think that another aspect of homeschooling is the ability to teach people that rights come from God, not government.
Yep.
I don't think that's happening in any public school and very few private schools, actually, anymore. And I think that's a fundamental flaw when we perceive that government is the originator of our rights. And that messes everything up from there.
Yeah, I think you're right, Robert. We need to be distinct and clear that government does not grant us our rights. The rights are given to us, granted to us by God. Right? They are rights that have nothing to do with our government. The government can acknowledge those rights in a document, which they've done, but that's all they're doing is acknowledging the rights that we already have.
And our founders set it up in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, not to grant rights, but to recognize those rights. And it wasn't an exhaustive list in the first 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights, but it was designed government to protect the rights that were ours by virtue of our birth, that the government should not infringe upon them. Now it's become quite the opposite, that your rights are assumed to be coming from government, which are really privileges, and that you have to beg, plead, steal, cajole, and borrow just to get a little bit, a scrap of your rights back.
Exactly. And that's the problem is we can't allow the government to take those rights. They are not the grantor of those rights. They can acknowledge them, but the rights are given to us by God, and we got to stand up for them and say, these are ours. This is our birthright, right? These are the inalienable rights that the founders talked about. It's interesting at the bottom of this article, before we leave this homeschooling article, U.S. Department of Education in 2017 estimated that 1.69 million kids between ages 5 and 17 are homeschooled. That's a lot of kids being homeschooled, and it's growing every year.
That's a good sign. That's a start. That's a good start. So we want to see more of that. And folks, you know, one of the things I'm sure that Ty's kids learned, certainly my kids did, was about the Flexner Report of 1910, given the true origin story of how modern medicine just messed up the American healthcare system. in the 20th century to where we are in the 21st, completely clueless about how we got here. If you're a establishment Republican or establishment Democrat, or pretty much almost everybody in between in politics, they have no idea why we don't have health care, or why health care so-called sucks, because it isn't even health care.
And that's the thing that I think that people need to realize is the reason that your doctor doesn't know, the reason that the system is like it is because it was bought 100 years ago. And that's one of the things that's so important. I'm not sure when the Global Quest is re-airing, folks, but if you go out, you can just go look up, you know, Google the Truth About Cancer Global Quest. Episode one is up. It's got, I don't know, 3 or 4 million views on just the first episode. And we talk about the Flexion Report. And that is the most educational 90 minutes on cancer I think that I've seen anywhere. And I'm not just saying it because I produced it. It's just, episode one is extremely educational when it comes to the history of why things are the way they are with medical education. I highly recommend that you and everybody you know watches episode one.
So cool. That one's still up and available. You don't have to wait for the rest of them. Well, you do have to wait for the rest of them if you don't have them, but we'll let you know as soon as they're available. But for sure, don't wait to see episode one, because as we're talking about how we get here, it's because the people who teach us the history books, whether they're aware of it or not, history has been erased and rewritten for the benefit of those who would own and control us. And, of course, that is in violation of our duly written and ordained Constitution, at least here in the United States. Not much of what the government does is allowed under that Constitution. But, hey, nobody complains. Nobody does anything about it. We'll keep going that way. But not necessarily here. Not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And certainly not when Ty Bollinger is here doing... well, outside the box each and every week. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So there's a lot more to do still.
You know, obviously, I mentioned homeopathic medicine. We talked about energy, frequency, healing, light, sound. Yeah. There's so many technologies that probably blow people's minds over this issue, but validated too. Validated too. And you just sent me a link to a story about scientists have discovered a way to destroy cancer tumors using nothing but sound waves.
Yeah, yeah, and so that's one of the, one of my companions in Asia next month is going to be Antonio Jimenez, Dr. Antonio from Tijuana, and in his clinic down there at the Hope for Cancer Clinic, they use sound waves in their sonophotodynamic therapy using light and sound to heal cancer. It's just amazing what they can do with sound and light combination. Here's another article that Mike Adams posted on National News about the way that scientists are now discovering that cancer tumors can be shrunk and even eliminated using sound waves. There's so many different angles that we can hit cancer from. Sound, light, frequency, music, right? The frequencies that we learned about from Michael with whole tones. Mm-hmm. That are actually causing, Dr. Marlene Siegel has been doing some testing showing how the lymphocytes and the red blood cells can, will move apart. They're all sticky. And then once the sound is played, the appropriate frequencies, the blood then becomes cleaner. the cells separate and they're single cells instead of, you know, globules of cells. This is empirical evidence. This is amazing stuff that's being done through frequency and sound right now. It's just really amazing.
Well, we go back to the, you know, the breakthroughs of Rife and Rife frequency, recognizing that all cells have a resonant frequency. Cancer cells have a resonant frequency.
Yep.
And so if we work more to that level, we have non-toxicity in terms of interacting with subtle frequencies that are very powerful. You know, some perceive it like the shattering of a glass, like an Ella Fitzgerald hits that note, the glass shatters. That concept works on a cellular level as well.
It does, and that's what Royal Raymond Rife discovered a long time ago, right? Almost 90 years ago now. And what happened to him because of that? His life was destroyed. So this is not anything that's new. These, you know, we see these doctors that are being persecuted for coming out with the truth. Royal Raymond Rife was persecuted. I'm dealing with a guy in Thailand now that doesn't even want to be interviewed because he had to leave the United States years ago because of being persecuted for treating cancer naturally. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. This is not a conspiracy. It's just what's going on. It's just the fact that natural modalities, anything that kind of endangers the status quo of this industry that we call medicine today, is going to be not tolerated in the United States oftentimes.
Listen, energy is real. Your cells rely upon energy. The process of digestion is about breaking down complex molecules to release the energy from them. And you, when you're tired, you don't say you're out of molecules, you say you're out of energy for a reason.
Yeah.
Now the question is, what will you do to pump that energy back up? Are you going to take a lot of toxic poisons? Or are you going to resonate with friends that resonate love and support for you? That kind of healing energy is as real and palpable as any technology that will be invented or already has been. So look for your friends and family members to love and support you, whatever you decide to do in terms of addressing ailments, diseases, including cancer.
Yep, because the mental attitude, the emotions, the belief that you can heal is arguably the most important missing link in cancer treatment. It's not addressed enough that we have to believe that what we're going to do is going to work.
All right. Well, with that, another triumphant, energetic frequency delivered to you, courtesy of Ty Bollinger, Robert Scadbell. Well, Super Don was out, but we did it anyway, and we survived.
Yes.
I'm going to have to get a T-shirt. We survived an hour without Super D.
We survived, and now we have the bye-bye music. Good.
Oh, I tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Well, look, here's the power to heal.
Yes, it is, my friend. Okay. Back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.